Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
All this week, we're talking about retirement, and today we're going to hear from one person who is retired and one who's close to it. Bessie Lyman and Andrea Lyman are mother and daughter with two very different approaches. Bessie is 87. She worked in public schools in Massachusetts for much of her career, a job that came with a pension. Her daughter, Andrea, is 61, and she's an actor and singer who's had part-time day jobs but hasn't had any structured retirement savings plan during her career. The two of them join us now. Great to have both of you.
Thank you very much.
And Andrea, you describe you and your mother as being like the ant and the grasshopper when it comes to retirement. What do you mean by that?
Well, so my mom lived the life where she looked at what kind of job she was going to have and looked into the savings and saved all along and lived a life where her retirement would be set and settled and good and having pensions and all of that. Whereas I chose a career in show business, which bounces all over the place, and it's more a thing of surviving, and maybe there's a little bit of money, but I'll probably be at a big box store saying, welcome to big box store when I'm 90.
Because you have to think about now and tomorrow rather than many years into the future.
Yeah, and ironically, when I have taken the what would be a straight job, we call it in our business a day job. When I've taken the day job and even thought about staying and going full time, then something happened with the economy and this one happened with this job. And they all of a sudden said, we need to cut you back to 2 days a week. And the irony is, on the other hand, my music and film business are doing very well. But they don't give me pension and retirement.
So, Bessie, as you were working at the public schools, how much were you saving or how much were you thinking about what you would need for retirement?
I was thinking a lot about it. My husband and I, from the very beginning, thought ahead because I looked forward to retirement even, let's say, 50 years ago. But I wanted to be able to do some of the things I was still doing. And you have to just plan, not just financially, but also plan for your other life, the social life, your whole life for retirement.
How much were you saving all along?
I don't give a dollar amount, but we had a certain percentage that we put away every payday, every time, and didn't touch that. Looking forward to not just saving for our retirement, but we had two children and wanted to put them through college and wanted to do some traveling and live comfortably.
And have you been able to do that? Have you had enough? Did you save enough?
I think so, yes. I've had to dip into it for other reasons because one of the things I like to do is help people who need help. And it's family and friends and myself. I still like to travel, and I'm able to do that. And that's a part of what I was thinking of the entire time I was working.
How much have you had to rely on Social Security?
It's a big part of my income, my monthly income. And it's not the whole thing and not even half of it, I think. But it's very, very helpful.
So, Andrea, as you hear your mother talk about all of this very prudent saving that she did over the years, you didn't want to do that or you just didn't have the option to do that because of your career?
Oh, I wanted to do it. And of course, my parents both encouraged me to do that.
So what's your plan, though, once you are done working and want to retire?
See, that's another thing when you talk about want to retire. I don't see myself as ever wanting to retire. I really love what I'm doing. If people don't want to hire me, then I'm in trouble.
But you're saying as long as people are willing to hire you, you're willing to work. You'll work into your 80s if people want to hire you.
Yes, in the showbiz.
Bessie, did you think at any point about working longer?
I didn't. When I retired, I was really ready to retire. I felt that I had enough to do outside my job, and that's one of the things in preparing for retirement. In addition to having money, you should have something to do and something that you like doing.
Her social life's busier than mine. She's, I mean, she and her friends are movers and shakers. Some of them are docents at museums and things. They did it right.
And do you feel in that sense that you're one of the lucky ones, because a lot of people either have to continue to work longer because they don't have the savings that you had, or they simply don't have the money to travel around because they're relying only perhaps on Social Security?
I feel very lucky about that. But I also, I couldn't live the life Andrea lives. I have to know where my next check is coming from. I have to be able to budget. I plan far, far ahead.
When you hear, as part of the debate about retirement and about especially about entitlements in this country, Social Security and Medicare, that the way to fix these programs and shore them up for the long term is to raise the age of eligibility, what do each of you think about that? What if you weren't allowed to collect Social Security or weren't allowed to tap into Medicare until you were 70 years old?
Well, see, I'm torn about that because I see people, like I have a cousin who just simply got sick. And so she had to retire a little bit early. So if she had to wait till 70, she'd be in all kinds of trouble. What I think is they shouldn't have a mandatory retirement age because some people want to work later. But I don't know. Some people really need it at 65.
I'm with you on the non-mandatory retirement age. I was ready to retire and wanted to retire. But had I not been ready, I would have resented having to be pushed out at, let's say, 65 or 60 or whatever it happened to be. I don't think there should be one. As long as people are able to work, do the job properly, and enjoy the job.
That's Andrea Lyman and Bessie Lyman, mother and daughter from Newton, Massachusetts. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
For having
this
us.
Is wonderful.